Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola y feliz martes. Bienvenidos al episodio 54. Welcome to episode 54 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, we're going to continue with our listener Q&A, so I will be answering a few other questions that came in since I started the goal setting series, which we just wrapped up last week with an episode about learning Spanish grammar. So if you missed our goal setting series for the month of December, I definitely recommend you go back and check that out. It will give you all the tools and tricks that you need to plan effective goals that will really motivate you to make 2020 the year that you become fluent in Spanish. So if you haven't already, go back to episode 48, which is how to set effective Spanish learning goals. Cómo establecer metas efectivas de aprendizaje de español. And that whole series is bilingual in both Spanish and English. So not only will you be able to plan your goals for 2020, but you'll also get some Spanish listening practice. Okay, and before I get started with the Q&A, I also just want to remind you once again that this week we are kicking off year 2020 with a Spanish language challenge. So if you're in our Facebook group, you may have already seen the announcement for the challenge and you may have already started with day one. But if not, it's not too late to join us. Just click on the link in the show description or go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/challenge and you can participate in our free 5-day Speak Spanish Now challenge. Now, this is a great way to kick off the year and recommit yourself and get re-energized with your Spanish study and towards meeting your Spanish goals. Each day during the challenge, we're going to have a new activity that shouldn't take you any more than about 10 minutes. So it's something that you can do while you're on your break, on your way to work, in between classes, whatever the case may be. So just some short activities to get you jump started with your Spanish for 2020. I'm also giving away some prizes during the challenge this week. So if you want to sign up, make sure that you join us for the Speak Spanish Now 5-day challenge. Just go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/challenge to sign up. Okay, so now let's continue with some more listener Q&A. I really do enjoy these. I do appreciate that you guys are listening and that you have questions because, you know, some of us will just sit and we'll listen and we won't really ever get our specific issues addressed. So I really appreciate the DMs I've been receiving through Instagram and also the emails and all the messages of folks that have been enjoying the podcast but also would like some help with their specific issues. Okay. So the first message I'm going to read is from Debbie. And Debbie sent a message that says, Hola, Tamara. I stumbled upon your podcast through Instagram. I subscribed to your podcast yesterday and listened to the trailer and first episode this morning on my way to work. That's great. Thank you for subscribing, Debbie. One question about episode one, and maybe the others, is why isn't the song Despacito played during the episode? I very much enjoyed listening to the episode, but was disappointed that the song itself was not played. My biggest struggle with learning Spanish is that I never get any actual live speaking time. I'm 60 years old and starting the Spanish learning process 2 years ago using audiobooks and Spanish Pod 101. I listen to the lessons on my way to work each morning, but I have no one to practice speech with. I love it all the same, though, and feel pretty certain that the process will always be part of my life. Thank you, and I look forward to listening to each and every episode that you have, Debbie. Well, first, thank you, Debbie, for listening to the podcast. I'm glad that you're enjoying it so far. So just to answer your first question about why isn't the song Despacito played, so not to get too far into the details, but the bottom line is that you do need permission to play music, especially in an audio format. So because this is a podcast and because it is audio and it is being distributed and downloaded publicly, it is not something that I have licensed to use for that song because it would require special permission from the record label. Now, it is available on YouTube. So I do, in all of the episodes that have songs, I do have a link in the description and on the show notes page to the YouTube video that has the audio of the song. But the reason why I haven't included it in the podcast, and I know it's a little frustrating, but it is an issue of copyright and also just respecting the artist's work that they put into the song that I do not have license to distribute their music for free. Okay, so out of respect for the artist and just because, you know, it's just not permitted, right, without that permission. Now, I am working on for the future episodes for 2020, maybe looking into changing that, but we'll see. It depends on the songs and the label and the artist. So I'll have to get specific permission for each song that I want to use within the episode. But once again, you always, if you go to the show notes page, right after you listen to the episode, you'll be able to play the song and also see the lyrics because I do have license to use the song lyrics. So just a technicality, but that's why, unfortunately, you don't hear all the songs played during the podcast. Now, for your second question, you said you listened to the lessons, but you're having trouble finding someone to practice speech with. For that, I definitely suggest that you go back and listen to episode 5, which gives you 5 steps to get effective Spanish conversation practice for free. So I give some resources in that episode for how you can find people to talk to in Spanish where you don't actually have to go in person necessarily, right? There's plenty of websites that have language exchanges. There's plenty of tutors that are very reasonable that you can book lessons with one-on-one to practice speaking. Also, Spanish Con Salsa, we have coaches available if you're interested in practicing speaking Spanish with a native speaker. So again, go back to episode 5, the 5 steps to get effective Spanish conversation practice for free. And you can find that at learnspanishconsalsa.com/5. As well, if you want to go check out that episode, Debbie, I think it will give you some resources and some additional information on how you can get in some speaking practice. Because the truth is, as much as we listen, and listening is great, it's a great skill to build. But if you want to be fluent in Spanish, you have to actually practice speaking. So definitely go check out that episode and let me know what you think. And if you have any other questions after you listen, just send me a message. The next message I received is from Julie, and Julie says, I've been working on learning Spanish for years now. I have a fairly good vocabulary, but I cannot hear what people are saying very well due to the speed at which Spanish is spoken. And I find that most of the lessons I have taken have not taught me to think in Spanish. It's like I'm trying to run everything through a translator in my brain before I can respond, and by then I'm so far behind the conversation that I'm lost. I definitely want to increase my fluency. I can make myself understood, but I feel like it's baby talk and I want to converse like an adult. She also said she subscribed to the podcast. Thank you, Julie, for subscribing. And I look forward to listening to all of them. Also, I'm living in the Dominican Republic and I'm really looking forward to your tips on understanding Dominican Spanish. Thanks again, Julie. Okay, Julie. So first thing I want to say is, you know, it does take time to train your ear to understand Spanish. I definitely understand what you mean, though. I've been through that phase where, you know, in English, I know I can speak fluently. But at the time when I first started learning and first started speaking Spanish, I always felt like I was talking like a toddler, right? Like I felt like even a toddler could speak better than me, or like caveman speak, right? So, and I also felt like my personality wasn't coming across because I didn't know the same words, like the same expressions that I would use in English. So I would say part of that is just tackling those things one by one. So anytime you notice that you're getting stuck and you feel like you have to translate things in your head, take note of what you're talking about, right? What is the topic or what is the thing that you're missing? Is it some connecting phrases that you don't know? Things like how to say, okay, you know, maybe later, just like little phrases that you need in day-to-day conversation. Is it a particular verb conjugation? Like, do you get tripped up when you're talking about the past tense? Or is it just a topic that you're not comfortable with talking about? So try to take note of when you find yourself stumbling, and then practice those things one by one. And if you feel like this happens all the time, then you can go through each different context. And I mentioned this in the last episode. A good way to approach conversational fluency is to practice speaking about different topics over and over again. So you sort of build up a script, right? And you also build up some vocabulary around those topics. And you also get comfortable because through repetition and speaking about the same thing again and again, with conversation partners, with friends, and just having that practice, you will find that it gets easier and you'll feel more fluent. But I would definitely tackle it topic by topic, context by context. Think about something you want to talk about and go through and practice that. Now, we do have that available in our Spanish Conversation Mastery course, where we actually go through and provide some scripts that you can use to fill in, some possible responses and phrases you can practice. So if you're interested in that, you can go to SpanishConversationMastery.com, and that'll help you build up your fluency. We also have a few episodes where we talk about training your ear to understand Spanish, because I know you mentioned here that you think people are speaking too quickly, which again is a very, very common issue. You are not alone. It's definitely something that gets Spanish learners tripped up. But I have already done several episodes on how to improve your listening comprehension. So you could go back to episode 51, which is part of our goal setting series that's in both Spanish and English. So in English, it's the shortcut to improve your listening comprehension. In Spanish, it's El Atajo para Mejorar tu Comprensión Auditiva. And listen to that, and that'll give you some tips on how to set some specific targeted goals to increase or improve your listening comprehension in Spanish. So you can also go back to episode 33, which is Why You Can't Understand the Fast Pace of Spoken Spanish. So again, if you check out that episode, it'll give you some tips on, you know, why is it that Spanish sounds too fast, and also what you can do to begin to correct the issue. Okay, so hopefully those episodes will help you out. And lastly, you mentioned Dominican Spanish. So I do have a couple episodes as well where I delve into Dominican Spanish. So I don't want to go over it too much here, but if you're already living in Dominican Republic by now, you already know that the Spanish spoken in DR is a little different, right? It doesn't sound the same as probably what you've been hearing in any of the other courses out there. Or what you may have learned up until now, right? So I do have a couple of episodes where I delve into Dominican Spanish. We also have a coach in the Spanish Con Salsa team who's from the Dominican Republic. So if you're interested in chatting with her as well, you can look at the link in the show description, and it will give you a way to actually be able to contact her to set up a lesson, all right? So if you go back to episode 9, I go over 7 Dominican Spanish words and expressions you didn't know. And that is an interview with Kesia, who is one of our coaches in Spanish Con Salsa. Also, if you go way back to episode 2, you'll find another episode with Kesia that is called Why You Can't Understand Dominican Spanish Speakers. So in that episode, we talk a little bit about the accent and the different regions in the Dominican Republic. And so depending on what region that you're in, you might find that the language is a little bit different, but we talk a little bit about that in the episode as well. And after you listen to those episodes, you can check out a free trial of our Dominican Spanish 101 course just by going to that episode 2. So learnspanishconsalsa.com/2. And you'll be able to also find the link to our free trial for the Dominican Spanish 101 course. Okay, so I hope that was helpful. Again, thank you all for your questions. And if you're interested in checking out our 5-day challenge and participating this week, go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/challenge to sign up. So that is it for today. As always, I hope that something I shared with you is helping you go one step further on your journey from Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta luego.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.